that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
American Freedom Network. My name is Michael Shaw. I'm standing in again this morning for Dr. Stan Monteith. We'll be back on Wednesday. Tomorrow I'll be here as well, and then I'll have as my guest Dr. Michael Kaufman, who will talk a range of subjects, many most really which relate to today's subject, which people who are familiar with me here on this network, I discuss sustainable development, the local infiltration of the globalist policies of Agenda 21. So this morning, we're going to continue with the discussion early last week, the two-day discussion that I had with Stacy Lynn from Fort Collins. Stacy has become an expert in understanding and seeing the inside of the organization that is charged with sort of the headline position for or on behalf of these globalists who are seeking to change our towns. The very culture within which we live here in America is being transformed, and no one does that more directly than an organization called ICLEI. Not ICKY, it's ICLEI. ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. My guest today is Stanley Lynn. Stacy Lynn. Stacy, good morning, and tell us a little bit about what's new.
Good morning. It's great to be with you again, and thank you for the opportunity. One of the newest things that's happened in the past week is the city of Fort Collins, who has belonged to ICLEI for 17 years, has removed driving lanes on one of our busiest streets and replaced them with partial bicycle-only lanes. This has happened in front of Colorado State University, a very congested area, and they have made that stretch of Laurel Street very difficult to drive on. It was difficult to begin with, but now that we've lost two driving lanes in each direction, it's quite interesting to see the effect it's had on traffic flow.
Very interesting. Well, you know, what we state generally about ICLEI in our document, the ICLEI primer, Your Town and Your Freedom, are being threatened, is that social engineering and behavior modification are some of the true objectives being implemented under the guise of environmental and climate protection. Can you relate that statement to what you just described in terms of a pattern that you're seeing with the ICLEI connection that exists in your city?
Yes, social engineering is one of the main routes that ICLEI uses to change our behavior, and it basically comes down to forcing people to live a certain way. And I have a great example. The city of Fort Collins is undergoing a long-term sustainability plan right now. It's called Plan Fort Collins. This is Agenda 21 and ICLEI's basic plan for how to control people. New York City also is going through the same process, and they've named their planning process Plan New York City. ICLEI has used New York City as their pilot city to basically show the rest of the United States how they can effectively implement these long-term sustainability plans. But during Fort Collins, one of their workshops, the workshop consultants, Clarion Associates and Brendel Group, they are actually two consulting groups that ICLEI uses across the United States. So cities and towns will hire these consulting firms to help cities adopt these foreign goals. But at this was critical.
To validate that, let me just say the same process has happened here in Santa Cruz with these globalist outfits. Here the focus, one of the particular focuses was on water, the effort to destroy the water rights of the neighboring farmers. And a major effort leading to massive litigation was conducted on that level. I will report that on that score, the only example of where the California Supreme Court has adhered to traditional property law is in the area of water rights. Our farmers are able to continue to have ownership interest in the water they pump from their ground, and that was a major underdoing that incorporates exactly what you're describing here, having occurred with the same kind of arrangement here in Santa Cruz. See, this is a pattern that is repeated in city after city. Santa Cruz and Fort Collins were one of the original cities in the ICLEI repertoire. New York came along later, and of course is now their big name city. Bloomberg is a huge trader. He has signed a contract with ICLEI. Let's go back to the beginning, what we talked about here last week. But let's go back to the beginning and describe what ICLEI is in the big picture of things, and then we can come back to this these great examples coming right out of Fort Collins.
Yes, so ICLEI is in 600 towns and counties in the United States. However, 1,200 mayors in the United States have signed agreements with ICLEI, and that means these mayors have signed up their cities and towns to adhere to foreign goals and policies. Most of the time, the town people do not know that they are members of this foreign organization. It's a very secretive operation, and they're very successful because they use things like climate action plans to transfer authority from locally elected officials to city employees. So it turns out that city employees are basically running the cities and towns that belong to ICLEI, and elected officials many times don't even know where the policies are coming from, and they don't understand what the bottom line means.
Well, I think that's true, and based on the experiences I've had here and other cities around the country that are coming to grips with how to grapple with having this treasonous outfit running the policy in their cities, often destroying the property rights of citizens in their communities. Largely to date, that has been effective in the rural areas, though even in the urban areas, when they eye someone's property, when the forces behind the ICLEI assault on private property identify someone's property, that person goes into living hell until they transfer the property to a partner of this new governmental system. They call them public-private partners. And these are the kinds of organizations that ICLEI introduces into the communities with which it contracts. We'll be right back here with Stacey Lynn at the American Freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
I'm Michael Shaw. I'm standing in today for Dr. Stan here on the American Freedom Network. And my special guest is Stacy Lynn from Fort Collins. Stacy has become one of the nation's most informed people about the operations of an organization called ICLEI. It stands for the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And this organization, it's a UN-accredited NGO that exists for purposes of implementing sustainable development. Now, ICLEI also calls itself Local Governments for Sustainability. It has even a World Congress of consisting of people from cities that are members from around the world who decide on world governance policies. It acts really as a shadow establishment of a world government. You say, oh, my city can't be involved in that. Well, Stacy, tell us what cities on the Colorado Plains do have contracts, do pay taxpayer dues to this organization for purposes of bringing internationalist policy into your city, which really means the step-by-step abolition of private property. Who are the cities who have done this so far?
Well, the listed cities on ICLEI's website include Arvada, Aspen, Boulder, Breckenridge, Carbondale, Denver, Durango, Gunnison County, Golden, La Plata County, Lafayette, Manitou Springs, San Miguel County, Westminster, and Wheat Ridge. However, there are a number of... Go ahead.
I'm just going to say you're as affected and infected as California is. We have 178 cities here who are...
and it gets worse because a lot of times mayors will sign agreements privately, and they're not listed on the ICLEI website. So we probably have 10 additional cities that have joined ICLEI.
Well, for all the mayors out there, I recommend you go to Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, which I will allege you violate when you sign a contract with ICLEI for the purposes of implementing sustainability policies or Agenda 21 into your community. Now, for listeners who haven't heard me with Dr. Stan often enough to understand what Agenda 21 is, what I suggest for the broad background of what ICLEI is all about is that you go to our website at freedomadvocates.org. We have plenty of summary tools to help you understand, and we've also got 10 years of history in the making, as we have described the globalist makeover of America. And what so refreshing is that people, as they begin to understand this dynamic and begin to recognize that their community is involved with ICLEI, people are beginning to take some reaction. And that's the wonderful thing, Stacey, is that when regular citizens begin to identify the globalist invasion at the local level and take action, we just might win this battle that Nikita Khrushchev promised us when he told us that he would bury America without firing a shot. Well, ICLEI is the cannon that invades America without firing a shot. Well, let's go back and continue with the saga as you've experienced it on the plains of Colorado with ICLEI.
I'm going to agree completely with what you said about ICLEI being the cannon. And what happens is, regardless of your political beliefs or ideology, this ICLEI affects everybody negatively. And when Democrats or independents or Republicans learn about what's happening because of ICLEI, everybody has the same reaction, and that is complete anger about how it's happening so carefully and so quietly and so effectively. So the reason it bothers everybody at a basic level is because it's a violation of their individual rights to choose how they want to live their own life. So the exciting thing is to see
these
people.
Public trust given over to these people who are acting as mayors.
That's right.
It's just shocking to me. I mean, we have a mayor in Santa Cruz, a cool mayor. And to be a cool mayor, you had to go to the cool conference that ICLEI put on in Salt Lake City. And at that conference, which was closed to the press, Al Gore spoke. All right, the real inspiration. Well, our mayor, who teaches Marxist philosophy at University of California, our mayor was there receiving that Cool Mayor Award, and now he just comes home and he implements sustainable development policy. The citizenry needs to understand that down to a man. Otherwise, we are going to lose America. The battle is in your backyard.
That's right, and Denver's mayor, John Hickenlooper, also is a cool mayor, and he has signed specific agreements with this foreign organization to implement all of their policies and agendas, and he's very successful at it. Mayor Hickenlooper is also running for governor in the state of Colorado, so it's even more critical for people to learn about how damaging his contracts with these organizations are. And I wanted you were talking about social engineering, and I wanted to give a specific example about how they are so successful at changing our behavior. During one of the ICLEI workshops that they presented in Fort Collins on June 29th, their consultants explained that the city of Fort Collins has placed all of the transportation focus on walkability and bikeability because the population is getting older. And he says the way to make an older population walk and bike is by using the five E's. The five E's are enforcement, evaluation, education, encouragement, and engineering. That is the definition of social engineering, and they're going to teach older people how to walk and ride their bikes. And we're spending over $1 million this year on bicycle programs in Fort Collins.
My. You know, when they did that in Alameda County, which is the home of Oakland, which is a major, well, it's really the U.S. hub for the ICLEI organization in Oakland, California, those voters passed a bond for $2 billion. It was called a transportation bond, and they thought they were getting a widening of the Tolcott Tunnel going through the county, a very heavy transportation spot. Instead, all of that $2 billion is to go to light rail in trails, bicycle trails. $2 billion in one county, ICLEI directed, ICLEI sponsored. The goal of ICLEI is to make human beings immobile. The objectives on the broad scale for sustainability call for the reduction of human population from today's 6.5 billion people to 1 billion people. Life is to be made difficult under Agenda 21/ICLEI Dynamics in order that the world can be made into the vision of those who are behind the curtain at the United Nations. That is why it is important we understand what's ailing America. And like manna from heaven, pops out this organization called ICLEI, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, so that they can socially engineer us into their new order, which calls for the abolition of private property, the education of all people for global citizenship, and the use of technology in order to monitor and control human action. Those are the major, that's the three-legged stool that describes the objectives of Agenda 21. And people say, oh, that's too massive, that's impossible, that couldn't be done. Well, if you've got one of these ICLEI mayors, and Stacy reports there are 1,200 of them across the United States, you know, by her doubling factor, that means California alone has 350 cities, and people wonder why California is going down. The force of Agenda 21, the goal of ICLEI is to ratchet us down step by step, bring us all into smart growth centers where we can be monitored and controlled, and to get off the lands, because Agenda 21, smart growth, ICLEI political philosophy is that human beings need to be put in controlled villages called smart growth, so that the animals can roam freely. That's called the Wildlands Project. And Colorado is facing a heavy dose of this kind of assault.
Another one of the ways that ICLEI focuses on restricting our freedoms is with high-density housing. So they want us to all use mass transit instead of personal vehicles. And they want us to all live in very high-density areas. The fascinating thing about that is high-density effects are negative to people. If you think about what happens when there are large groups of people basically crammed into a small area, the health effects on those human beings are detrimental. I took a course at Colorado State University last year called Environmental Psychology, and the textbook was written in 2000, and I opened the book up and I noticed immediately that the photos they used in the textbook are from Fort Collins and other cities that belong to ICLEI. So this textbook appears to be written to help ICLEI out in their goals. But what it says about high density in this textbook is high density is viewed as a physical state involving potential inconveniences, loss of control, stimulus overload, lack of behavioral freedom, resources, or privacy. And if you think about how you actually feel in a situation where there are a lot of people in a small area, it's not normally a positive emotional response. And if your body is constantly stressed because of so many people and not very much freedom, your health is going to suffer. So the fact that they want to smash a lot of people into a small area, and it's happening in Fort Collins, their focus is all on high-density housing, this is not a positive thing for our overall well-being.
Well, let me make this comment on that. For some people want to live in San Francisco. Some people thrive living in San Francisco. And many people, for a period in their life, would greatly enjoy living in a place like San Francisco. But what smart growth does, what ICLEI and the globalist program does, is it puts us all into these narrow zones called smart growth zones, whether we want to or not. They're making it difficult on rural landowners, while they're forcing all things into these intercities. And this is a phenomenon that is throughout the country. That is the densification because of the huge federal incentives for smart growth development. All of this comes in and has swarmed our government at every level, and that's why, again, I come back and say the ICLEI is manna from heaven, because this gives us a tangible local opponent, and by shaking that opponent down, the whole country will awaken to the terrible circumstance that the Republican and the Democrat parties have put us in over the last number of decades. And you know, Nobody likes to come to the battle before it becomes obviously necessary that there's an assault that's ongoing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the assault is ongoing. The best identification that I can see, certainly, for the enemy's activities, the enemy being those who want to shackle human beings, is to throw ICLEI out of your community. And for that notion, I suggest that the listeners view freedomadvocates.org. We have a section called the ICLEI Primer, Your Town and Freedom Threatened. And from there you can gain much information that would help support what you're seeing and hearing from Stacy around town and beyond, because this information is not that complicated. It's a bit shocking to first swallow that pill. We've been infiltrated right down to our city hall level. But once that's understood by a sufficient number of people, the process of restoring America can begin. So I, my hat is certainly off to you, Stacy, because I know that you've rallied many people in Fort Collins and in other cities, and caused them to be aware of this shocking development that's been ongoing. What, in Fort Collins for how long? 17 years? We'll be right back here at Freedom Radio, Freedom American Freedom Network. Shortly.
Appointed Senator Michael Bennett in hot water again today. News from Washington coming in that Bennett voted against a cost of living increase for senior citizens on Social Security. So is Michael Bennett out of touch with seniors in Colorado, Mark?
That's the charge being made, Susan. Senator Michael Bennett voted against Senate Amendment 3353 that would have provided senior citizens with a $250 increase in their Social Security. And that has some senior citizens furious.
He voted to bail out Wall Street, and now he won't help folks like us who depend on Social Security? Senior citizens need to send Michael Bennett a message that this is not acceptable.
Thank you for that report, Mark, and we'll have new reports later.
Paid for by New Leadership in Colorado. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. New Leadership in Colorado is responsible for the content of this advertising. TheBennettRecord.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Shaw with my guest today, Stacy Lynn. Stacy, tell us more about how it is that people on the Colorado Plains are beginning to understand and grapple with ICLEI.
Well, when they actually see or hear about specific examples of how ICLEI is destroying their ability to operate a private business or interfering with people's freedom to choose where to live and how to live, that when they see those specific examples, they realize how important it is for everyone to learn about ICLEI and the involvement in their local governments and the local counties. So once they see how it affects them personally, they get involved. And there are groups forming all around Colorado now once they learn about ICLEI. And they're going to their local governments and saying, are we a member? If so, why? And what are we doing about it? So it's very exciting to see the people getting involved on the local level in their own towns and cities.
And is there any reaction from the politicians that have made themselves quite exposed, I think, at least to the citizenry as the citizen begins to find this out? I mean, one ought to be quite embarrassed and simply surrender their office would be my reaction if I was sitting in their shoes.
What they've done in Fort Collins is first they denied that they were members of ICLEI, and then once the documents were shown that they've signed contracts and that they're paying using taxpayer money to belong to this foreign organization, then they became angry at the exposure, and then there's a concerted effort between the Fort Collins government and the newspaper here to keep all of the ICLEI facts quiet, so they are not reporting on the facts that are being exposed. And that's happening in a lot of local towns where they don't want the ICLEI information to be reported on, and if it is reported on, then there's a huge campaign to discredit the facts.
And the messengers.
Correct.
Well, you know, that's the pattern that I've observed all across the country. ICLEI comes into organizations where they are confident that they have the local newspaper will stand behind them. Here in Santa Cruz, our newspaper is owned by a group out of the Midwest that owns the surrounding three county newspapers. So the message is very coordinated between Silicon Valley and the Monterey Bay in terms of not presenting ICLEI here. And they're probably 25 towns, so there's more than that, probably 40 towns in the Bay Area that are members of ICLEI. And ICLEI always has coordination with the local major press. And that's how this grand secret has been kept quiet for so long, but I think the day of quietness is over. And if someone wanted to hear you or see your presentations, because my knowledge is, you know, you've got some great PowerPoints. We have them posted at our website, and so if somebody wants to get involved and become part of the investigation of their town, should their town be in ICLEI City, how would they coordinate to gain some of your insights?
Well, they can contact me directly, either by phone or my direct email, and I'll give that number right now. It's 970-402-1582, and my email address is stacy_lynne@comcast.net. There is also a website. It's stopicli.com, stopicli.com. All three of those ways you can get in touch with me directly. I love to give presentations to groups of all types of people, business owners, just citizens wanting to learn more about their local government, groups of all types. It's a great opportunity to learn about how we can stop ICLEI from destroying the United States.
Well, one of the reasons why I think you're being so successful, Stacy, is you seem to recognize that this globalist movement, this Ickley-like political action, is neither left nor right. So you're not having to appeal to some side of a political spectrum. You're simply appealing to Americans who don't want to see us lost into this one-world government dynamic. Is that a fair statement?
That is fair. And what's so exciting about this is we can actually use Ickley as a tool to let go of all these party problems that we're having between the Democrats and the Republicans, because that simply doesn't matter. What matters at this point is preserving our basic foundation, our rights and freedoms, to operate as individuals. And that, you can't argue with that, regardless of your political affiliations. Everybody believes they have a right to choose what's best for themselves. And I love having discussions with people from all parties. And it's not just limited to the two main parties of the Democrats and Republicans. There are independents and Constitution Party. All of these other associations are all interested in learning about Ickley and how to stop him.
Well, I think that's marvelous news. And if you're in this audience regularly and you're listening to Dr. Stan's shows, it just strikes me that now, and the mobilization has begun, that now is the time for us to express in a constructive way our fed-upness with today's political economic syndrome that's falling upon America. And if you think that, you now have a tool to begin to join a force that is rising on the Colorado Plains that can lead the country by example and cause area by area to recapture the American government, which has been totally destroyed by the policies of the Ickley organization and the cool mayors amongst us who are taking America down this path to an outpost on a worldwide government. And that'd be a government that does not recognize one's unalienable rights, including the right to property. And if as George Washington said, private property and freedom are inseparable. So as the attack on private property continues, we know that that's an attack on liberty ourselves, because when you really look at private property, it is not simply a thing. Private property is the idea that there's a relationship between you and something. That's why my hand is my private property, because there's a relationship between me and my hand. I control what my hand does. And it's no different with a piece of land. Private property is the relationship between you and that land. It is meshed up in the idea that it is one's private property that one directs the use of and gains the enjoyment from. And that is what's being destroyed by globalist programs the federal government is engaged in and the whole smart growth development scene that your city governments are involved in under Ickley direction. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network. Thanks for joining us.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones.
From additions and remodels to decks and drywall, over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Welcome back here at the American Freedom Network. I'm Michael Shaw with my guest, Stacy Lynn. We're talking about the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, which has contracts with cities and communities all across the Colorado Plains, all designed to lead us to this new world living standard where private property has been abolished, where children are educated for global citizenship, and where technology is used to monitor and control people. Stacy, give us some more of your gems about how ICLEI's policy is affecting people in Fort Collins and other local towns.
Well, you were talking about private property being one of the targets of ICLEI. And the interesting thing is, a lot of times people forget that their money is actually their private property. And the amount of taxpayer money that is being used to fund not only ICLEI directly, but all of ICLEI's associates is astronomical. So ICLEI has partnered with the Apollo Alliance, and they're partnering to encourage local governments to create green jobs. Now, this is millions of dollars of taxpayer money that is going to create green jobs that, in the end, aren't sustainable. They don't last very long. They're very expensive to create, and it's all based on the faulty notion of global warming. However, ICLEI has also partnered with the International Code Council and the International Building Council. And the reason that's significant is they are forcing private home builders to adhere to all of these very strict building codes. And ICLEI and the International Code Council have partnered, and they've produced a webinar called An Introduction to Building Codes as a Policy Tool. And if you think about what that means, they're using building codes to force policies on private business owners. That is a substantial violation of an individual's rights. So there's so much money in all of these different organizations that are using taxpayer money to fund these goals.
That is exactly right, and I think that was an outstanding illustration of just that point, which my experience suggests happens again and again and again and again and again at an accelerating pace when you're involved in these ICLEI cities. And both Santa Cruz City and Fort Collins have been ICLEI members for 17 years or so, and are sort of the founding principal members who have representatives at this international congress that acts as a shadow government. Oh my, you know, let me go back to Kansas. This is a bizarre circumstance, is how many people react at first, but the seriousness of it can't avoid you, at least not for very long, because to think that your mayor has sold out to a globalist political outfit for purposes of transforming not your city. All of a sudden, the transformation that President Obama banters about, you know, takes meaning because there's ICLEI in your town directing your city policy and your rules to restrict the use and enjoyment of your property. So, more, please, Stacy.
Well, one of ICLEI's stated goals is to transform local government. And for a while, I couldn't understand how they were doing that. And then I learned that a lot of times these city employees are acting as elected officials. They're adopting policies, they're enforcing them, and they're making these changes happen on a local level without any input from elected officials. And people in northern Colorado will be interested in a recent happening. The Loveland solid waste superintendent, he's been in the city of Loveland for 13 years. Loveland joined ICLEI 2 years ago to access federal stimulus dollars. So they joined to get taxpayer money for a specific project of remodeling their library. What's happening now is the trash supervisor in Loveland is moving to Portland, Oregon. And the reason he's doing that is he has been so successful in his sustainability programs in Loveland that he's going to Portland, Oregon now to help them with their sustainability issues.
So they have a whole workforce contingent that roves around and, places their insider bets, and as they grow to higher and higher salaries, that's what it's typically about.
That's right. As soon as they accomplish their those foreign goals in one city, they will get hired by another city to be successful there. So there are city employees who are moving throughout the United States to help ICLEI accomplish their foreign goals.
Now this question, it may not be a question you want to answer, and I'd understand that, but do you see various chambers of commerce involved in ICLEI and ICLEI-type support?
Yes, the Fort Collins Chamber of Commerce is a member of ICLEI's ClimateWise program. That is the ICLEI program that focuses on destroying businesses through regulations and restrictions on how they can operate.
So our Chamber of Commerce is a member. Is there at the table in order to defend or in order to help cause this behavioral modification?
The Chamber is trying to help ICLEI modify business behavior. And that's not a positive thing because it always impacts the business's ability to operate successfully.
Okay. So you see there what I certainly see in Santa Cruz, which is a complicity coming from the Chamber of Commerce and, for that matter, the Farm Bureau with these objectives. And I trace that back and I say, well, the American Chamber of Commerce and the American Farm Bureau are NGOs. That means they're accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing Agenda 21. Our problems are deep, and our problems are bountiful. But by the exposure of ICLEI, kind of one of their main lifelines from the globalist community to the local government, by exposing that, many of these other legs, I call them, on the octopus of Agenda 21 will simply wither. And so that's why it's so key. I can't impress the listener more with how key it is to become involved in the Colorado Plains anti-ICLEI movement. Kick ICLEI out.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Stacy, we've got a few minutes left in this show. Can you provide a summary or some final kinds of information that you think people out on the Colorado Plains need to have?
Yeah, that's great. You were talking about how we need to focus on kicking ICLEI out. And a lot of times when people hear the presentation or view the PowerPoint online, they get overwhelmed with how many areas are being attacked by this one foreign organization. ICLEI targets basically anything that produces or consumes resources. Real estate, development, retail, restaurants, bars, transportation, energy, all of those industries are focuses of ICLEI. So what I want people to think about is try not to get overwhelmed by how many things they will start to see and realize are issues that need to be taken care of. For example, removing driving lanes on a busy street and putting in a bike lane, even though there already was a bike lane, or high-density housing or occupancy ordinances where you're not allowed to have a certain number of people in a house. And all of these things can get overwhelming. But if we focus on the one goal of removing ICLEI from Colorado, then we can get back to a normal way of life where we conduct ourselves as individuals and we are productive, efficient producers. And we, at the same time, that allows us to be responsible and have great innovation and creation for new technologies. That will free, getting rid of ICLEI will free us up to do the right thing. So that's what I want people to realize mainly is focus on ICLEI. That will take care of so many problems that we're experiencing in Colorado right now as far as business development and revenue issues that we're having all across the state.
Well, Colorado has a chance with the mobilization of citizens against ICLEI to be the first state in the union to recapture itself. Now, we're all going to still have to live with the federal government, even as Colorado proceeds to kick ICLEI out, we're still going to have a federal government that is way out of whack, providing all kinds of incentives and infiltrating states like Colorado with massive federal interference on your forests, etc. And so the big problem and the federal government's commitment to Agenda 21 will still have to be dealt with. But at least, you know, when one recaptures their home ground, they're still standing on free ground, even if they've got an oppressive federal government. So the key is to recapture your space. And that's why, Stacy, I mean, I told you last week, my hat is off to you. You know, this is the key message for American citizens today. If we want to fight in this ultimate war, which is globalism versus America, if we want to take a position on the field, and this is a position where guns aren't being fired, so why not take the position on the field? I acknowledge that it will make you politically on the outside. And I will acknowledge that can cause short-term adverse consequences. But if we succumb to this political oppression, we're all going to be down the tubes. And so kicking Ickley out, I think, is the, you know, the answer to at least this phase of the recapture of America.
Thank you so much for your all of your work and Dr. Stan's work on Ickley and Agenda 21. I appreciate all the help you have given.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are